October 23, 1927. The Little Girl. How the Divine Will is Kingdom of Life. Necessity of the Knowledges about it. How Heaven and Earth are there reverently, listening to the knowledges of the Divine Fiat. Love and tenderness of God in creating man. I felt my poor mind sunken inside the Divine Fiat, and while continuing my acts in it, I saw a little girl before me, all timid and pale, as if she was afraid of walking within the immensity of the light of the divine volition. And my adored Jesus came out from within my interior, and filling his holy hands with light, he placed that light in the mouth of the little girl, wanting to drown her with light. Then he took more light and placed it in the eyes, in the ears, in the heart, in the hands and feet of that tiny little one, and she remained invested by the light. She blushed all over and remained as though hampered and overwhelmed within that light. Jesus amused himself in drowning her with light, and delighted in seeing her hampered within it. And turning to me, he told me, "My little daughter, this little girl is the image of your soul, timid in receiving the light and the knowledges of my divine will. But I will drown you with so much light that you may lose what remains of the timidity of the human will. Because in my mind there aren't these weaknesses, but courage and strength, divine, insurmountable and invincible. In order to form the kingdom of my fiat in the soul, I lay all the knowledges about it within her as the foundation, and then I take possession, laying my very life within her in order to have my true kingdom. See how great is the difference between the kingdom of the kings of the earth and my kingdom. Kings do not place their own lives at the disposal of each individual, nor do they enclose it in them. Nor do they enclose the life of the peoples within themselves, and therefore their reigning is subject to ending, because it is not life that runs between one and the other, but laws and imposition, and where there is no life, there is no love nor true reigning. On the other hand, the kingdom of my divine will is kingdom of life, the life of the Creator enclosed in the creature, and that of the creature transfused and identified with the Creator. Therefore, the kingdom of my divine will is of unreachable height and nobility. The soul is constituted queen, and do you know what she is made queen of? Queen of sanctity, queen of love, queen of beauty, of light, of goodness, of grace, in sum, queen of the divine life and of all its qualities. What a noble kingdom and full of life is this kingdom of my will. Now, see then, the great necessity of the knowledges about it. They are not only the fundamental part, but the nourishment, the regime, the order, the laws, the beautiful music, the joys, the happiness of my kingdom. Each knowledge possesses a distinct happiness. They are like many divine keys which will form the beautiful harmony in it. This is why I am abounding so much in telling you so many knowledges about my divine fiat, and I require of you greatest attention in manifesting them, because they are the base, and are like a formidable army, which will keep the defense and will act as sentries so that my kingdom may be the most beautiful, the holiest one, and the perfect echo of my celestial fatherland. Then Jesus kept silent. And then he added, "My daughter, when my divine will wants to issue one of its knowledges or one new act, heaven and earth honor it and listen to it reverently. All creation feels a new divine act flowing within them, which, like vital humor, embellishes them and renders them twice as happy. They feel as though honored by their very Creator, who, with his omnipotent fiat, communicates to them new knowledges about it. And they await the attitude of that knowledge in the creature, to see the new act of the divine volition repeated in the creature, to have the confirmation of that good, as well as the joy and the happiness which the new knowledge brings. My will, then, takes the attitude of feast, because it issues from itself a divine life which, while being directed to one creature, spreads and communicates itself to all creatures. After this, I was continuing my round in the divine will, bringing myself into Eden, so as to be present when the divine majesty, having formed the beautiful statue of man, was giving life to it, breathing over it with its omnipotent breath, so that I might glorify my Creator in an act so solemn, and love Him, adore Him and thank Him for love so excessive and overflowing toward man. And my divine Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, this act of forming and infusing life in man with our omnipotent breath was so tender, touching, and of such great joy for us, that the whole of our divine being overflowed so much with love as to enrapture our divine qualities with an enrapturing strength, so as to infuse them in man. In breathing over him, we poured everything into him, and in blowing into him we placed our supreme being in communication with him, in such a way as to render him inseparable from us. This act of ours never ceased, because if in the creation of the whole universe it was our will that constituted itself life of everything, in man we gave not only our fiat, but together with our breath we gave our very life to him. And this breath of ours has not yet ceased, so as to continue the generation of other creatures, to render them inseparable from us. When we do a work, our love is so great that, after it is done once, the attitude remains of doing it always. Therefore, the ingratitude of man is great, because he denies, despises, offends this life of ours within himself. And just as when one emits one's breath in order to breathe, the breath is emitted and then withdrawn so as to be able to breathe again. In the same way, in breathing over him, we give ourselves to him, and in drawing our breath back, we draw man back into ourselves. But not feeling him come into us because his will is not with us, we feel all the weight of human ingratitude. And this is why we call you, to give your incessant act, so that, as we draw it back in order to issue it again, we may feel you come into ourselves, to receive the fulfillment of our will in the solemn act of issuing our regenerative breath, to generate the creatures.